So, March 6, 2012. This is an evolutionary window, which we began talking about last Tuesday. This period of time between the new moon, the Pisces new moon, and the full moon that's in Virgo, which is March 8th. And it's a reset period, and it's a time when we have such a concentration of the outer planets, the generational planets, the planets that actually affect the future for a long time. So this is the beginning of that period where we also have where Pisces went back into its home planet, the planet of Neptune, and that hasn't happened for 164 years. So we have a whole field of energy to take us out of the mundane frequencies or energies or imprints of 3D, of just looking at the world in a linear fashion, into experiencing the world in an expanded fashion, experiencing the world from a spiritual viewpoint. And what does that mean? The word spiritual could mean so many things. Our words are so generalized, but it means that there's that right now during this period of time that it's an opportunity to allow for expansion into the unknown. It's a really good time to explore and to explore the unknown and to learn how to express yourself in different ways and to really notice, and this is what we were talking about a minute ago, really notice your thinking and how your thinking can be expanded to seeing the world in a more expanded state. So that's what we're talking about right now. We're talking about how can we expand these limited patterns? How can we break them up? So with March being a 3 month, January, February, March, and 2012 with the one and the two being a three, we have two threes, which is the third chakra, which is fire. So the question that we really have is how is the fire used? Is the fire used to fuel the consciousness of the heart? Or is the fire going to be something that people just get triggered by and they get angered by? And it's really an awareness that we have this fire energy that we can use for spiritual transformation. So now the fire, the third chakra, which can also represent 3D, can be used to burn away the dross or the imprints of things that have kept us in 3D thinking. And that's the frame of reference that we started talking about at the beginning of the call. So how does that show up for you, and how does that show up for you personally and also on a global scale? So this is really about kind of adjusting your thinking. And we talked a minute ago about that Yogi Bhajan. I ask him, he always comes in on Tuesday mornings, and I work with him, and he gave us the Ardhas Bayi meditation and long deep breathing as a 40-day practice to work with freeing this energy up to move into these higher frequencies, to move one step closer into our mastery and to making progress into bringing the world to a higher octave of fourth dimensional and beyond awareness. So that's what he is working with us today. And he's here nodding his head. Yes, that's what we're working with. He's acknowledging us. Yes, good. Okay, good. So now, what we also started working with last week when we started talking about all this Pisces energy and Pisces and Neptune is we have four basic steps that are happening now We have Pisces and Neptune for the next 14 years. So what we're moving into is one with the Pisces energy. The first step, the first directive is go within. Connect and heal the inner self. So this is the very beginning. So of course with our Aum and our Aum Namo, that takes us inside. That takes us to our inner self, where we can connect with our Aum qualities of divinity. And we can move, once we can connect with our Aum qualities of divinity, such as compassion and understanding and patience and qualities like that, then we can forgive ourselves for whatever is coming up, whatever we think we've done wrong. And Yogi Bhajan was talking with me about this personally and, you know, globally too during the week. And he was sharing, and he is sharing with us right now, that this period of time is called the portal of grace. He was saying that it's really important, whatever you may have felt about that you did something wrong, or a place where you were unlovable, or you were made wrong by a parent or teacher, or in a close relationship or a love relationship. He's saying that right now, because we have this change into these ascension frequencies, and we're in this very specialized window of time, he's calling this time a portal of grace. So he's saying it doesn't matter what you may have thought that you've done wrong, or you wish you would have done something differently. He's saying that everything right now can be transformed from these lower, so to speak, to these higher frequencies. So he's saying don't get too hung up on processing, or he said this is definitely not a time for psychotherapy. He said it's a time to move into these higher frequencies, and these higher frequencies, these divine qualities that you connect with inside yourself, will carry you into basically the ascension frequencies, the God, Goddess consciousness, the fourth dimension and beyond, into the frequency of playing with the masters, being in the field of the ascended masters. He's literally saying that he's reaching out his hand, and there's others that are reaching out their hands to us to guide us and to pull us up through the clouds. He's saying, pull us up through the clouds of illusion, which is a reference to also the Pisces energy, which can be very divine and very spiritual. And on the way to getting to that level, the Pisces fish swim in two directions, so it can also be an energy that's filled with illusion or deception or addiction or wanting to escape. So he's saying they're reaching out their hands, he's reaching out his hands to pull us through the clouds of illusion, through those places where we might get trapped in addictions or might get trapped, through the lower astral planes to these higher frequencies, because there is always that danger to be aware of getting trapped in these lower astral planes where the energies are very murky, and there is a tendency, there are some tendencies to, there's like a force field that we have to break through, some tendencies to get stuck in these lower astral planes of addiction at different times. And it doesn't even mean you personally, but it is a planetary phenomena that he's saying there's a big effort from the ascended masters to have this portal of grace where people can have this space, this frequency, this portal to jump through to this higher realm and not get stuck in these lower astral realms. So he's really wanting to be clear about that for us. And he's saying with the deep breathing, and you can, you know, meditate on him, and you can meditate on this portal of grace, and with Ardas Vayi, it will carry us across the density of the lower astral planes and the density of these chaotic realms. he's saying that the lower astral planes were addiction and these kind of muddy energies, confusions in other words, confusing energies are, he's saying the Ardhas Vaidhi will carry us across, will penetrate the lower astral planes so that we don't get stuck in them. So that's the first step, go within, to connect with our own inner divinity. Then we can have that compassion and forgiveness for ourselves for whatever comes up or whatever thought forms we have, maybe things that we thought we need to correct or need to correct now. He's saying just, you know, let it go, whatever it is, let it dissolve. Then that leads to activating your divine blueprint. And when we connect with our inner divine self, our inner divinity, that activates our divine blueprint. And I've been experiencing in my private sessions that I've been doing, people I see and I talk to people on Skype with my numerology sessions, which are a blueprint for helping people get to the higher realms. I've actually been seeing people's souls, another piece of their soul, another piece of their light, of who they really are, come through through their heart chakra, through their legs, through their feet, connecting with the earth, to be birthed onto the planet. And I'm receiving them and welcoming their divine blueprint. I see it as their another piece of their divinity, the divine blueprint being activated in the physical body now. So this is another piece of the soul. It's almost like a transmission where the soul is really coming through, wanting to come through the higher aspects, more spirituality onto the physical plane. So that's step two, activating your divine blueprint, connecting with your inner divinity. And then it actually affects the DNA, and the DNA is actually restructured and recalibrated, and more of the DNA is activated, which activates more of the physiology, and more neurons, more of the network of the brain. So we're actually using more of our brain. The higher centers of the brain are getting activated. So step two, activating your divine blueprint. And then when that happens, that leads to step three, which is the destiny activation. And then so once the divine blueprint is activated, then your destiny is recalibrated to the divine destiny. And this is what we work with, we've been working with all along, but it's kind of a tighter focus, so to speak, or maybe a faster ship, I'm trying to find words to explain this. But it's where the course of your life can change direction and expand and take you into a speeded up destiny where things are moving faster and you're having more impact and you're having more opportunities to change within yourself and impact the world around you. And then the fourth step is once that happens and you have that mirror of consciousness where now you're looking at the world through the lens of the fourth dimension and beyond, and you're seeing that the world is building blocks, creation is building blocks that can be arranged in different ways. Now you have more of a magnetic force field around you, and you're able to experience that oneness and know, you'll just know what the harmonics are, how things need to be in place, what needs to happen, kind of starts developing all of your third eye opens even more and is balanced also with the earth and your lower three chakras, so you move in more of a harmonic fashion and are able to move with creation to co-create this fourth-dimensional world that we are in the process of creating along with the Ascended Masters and galactic beings and others who have this awareness. So we become part of that, so to speak, galactic restructuring team as we create the new world. So those are the four steps that we're working with. And how we're getting there during this time period, our booster field right now during the month of March is the three, the third chakra, the fire energy that we were talking about. And this evolutionary window between this Pisces new moon and the Virgo full moon, which is the 8th of March. So the Virgo, of course, is an earth sign. So this is where we bring it back home. We ground it into our bodies, into the physical plane during this time period. So it's a very portal of grace, pivotal time period, reset point for the jumping off into the fourth and the higher dimensions. So these are some of the qualities that we're working with. And we are really wanting to ground in with this Virgo full moon to have our bodies, mind, and spirit be the house that holds the mystery of spirit and is able to walk that line between worlds and able to move into the mysteries and with our own bodies master the qualities so that we get more and more of a harmonic integration between mind, body, and spirit, and that we can know how to surrender to this union with the divine and how to use these elements and how to use the fire energy so we're not just giving up our power, we're not surrendering like we surrendered a war, like we lost, but it's a surrender like winning the battle, so to speak, because we've learned how to harness the fire element and work with it to fuel us, to carry us across to this union with the divine, as they say, to carry us across the terrible world ocean, which I love that image. So we move into that state of transcendence and compassion. So we have this Pisces Neptune that says, okay, you know, for the next 14 years, we are now establishing this new direction, that the world is becoming more spiritually aware, so to speak, and that we can broaden our understanding of what this represents for ourselves and for the world after this 164 years since we've had Neptune in Pisces. So we're moving beyond the physical restrictions into being sustained by spirit. So we can, anything that feels restrictive, we can reframe it in our mind. How can we feel sustained by spirit rather than restricted by whatever it is that comes up for you, how you see the world or something that you see happening in the world? It's kind of like, okay, what's the spiritual solution? You know, what does the situation need? And as I said a minute ago, if it's not personal, you can even look and see, what does this external situation need? What does it need now that I can project? That I can project into it. So you might notice for yourselves or people around you that, as I said a few minutes ago, that these imprints are coming up, and it could be imprints from childhood. What happened in childhood that you maybe even had forgotten about, but all of a sudden you feel this force of tension, and that's the flow of the water, the emotional release, the flood of tears. You may find yourself crying or, you know, needing an extra hug or something, because this fire is pressurizing our subconscious. This is a time when our subconscious is being pressurized to move into that crystalline frequency. And I was even listening to the radio last night, and they were talking about there are an exceptional amount of solar flares right now radiating from the sun. So this fire energy holds this potential for solar flares, which are bursts of fire energy. This is happening in our world around us. And it's a time of reevaluating how we relate to the world, our own relationships, noticing what's working in relationships, what's not working, letting go of relationships that aren't working, inviting new relationships in. So revaluing, this is a time of revaluation. And of course, in the world around us, there's also a lot going on with the banking systems and the money systems. So this is all part of the evaluation, reevaluation, just all the ways, all the values that we held, that have held, that have been locked into third-dimensional consciousness or limited linear consciousness that don't allow for the expansion. All this is being looked at right now. We have the fire to look at this, and we're also moving into how can we support each other, because Pisces is that experience of union, that experience of oneness, that water element. So how can we flow? How can we flow with this into the oneness and create community with each other and support each other so that we can uplift each other, so we can reach out to each other, and we can all move up. We can move up together. So this is an ascension process that is a collective ascension process. It's not an individual ascension process. So those are some of the qualities that we're working with and that Yogi Bhajan is working with us. So he's requesting that we do the Ardas Bhai. So we're going to go ahead and play that now. So you can meditate with this and reset your frequency. So go ahead and focus on your long, deep breathing. And be with the Master as he resets the field.